are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, how we doing? Yep, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Gosh, what a weekend we had, you know, with football and the primary. It was just a very, very busy, busy, productive weekend. I should say a lot happened this weekend. I got a lot done. I worked a lot. Oh, I saw that Red Tail movie. You know, the Red Tail movie about the Tuskegee Airmen. Very good flick. I think I even liked it more than the Pearl Harbor movie. Well, Pearl Harbor was kind of sad because more people were killed, but it was still a very good movie. So if you need a movie to see this week or next weekend, The Red Tails, excellent, good movie, super movie. But wow, very good football this weekend. I mean, we could have had both teams in overtime. Now, I missed the Raven game. That could have been an overtime, but I guess the kicker screwed up. I heard all about it. I know. And unfortunately, I was wrong with my picks. But here's the thing. The kicker completely, you know, changed the whole scenario with the way I predict football wins. So you really can't say I missed the boat on that one. New York Giants, yep, I called that one. But, boy, that was close. I got to tell you, the 49ers, they played well. I mean, that really could have been anyone's game. Because, again, nobody had a groin injury on the NFL report. So it really was up in the air. But we figured the New York Giants would take it, you know, and they did. And it was amazing. Even with the rain and people slipping in the rain, it was really, really good football. So I'm excited for the next couple weeks. Yes, I will give you my Super Bowl picks. I know you all are desperately waiting, you know, for my picks so you know what not to bet on. But listen, I think I'm going to call it right. Yes, of course, I'm leaning towards the Giants. I know the Patriots are a good team. I know they are. Just, you know. And I also met Jason Lezak this weekend. Jason Lezak, you guys know who he is, right? Just if you need to jog your memories, go back to Beijing 2008 and watch the relay 100 meter times four race where he was the anchor, right? And he pulled through over the French and won it for the team. And you see Michael Phelps yelling and screaming. Jason Lezak, really good guy. I didn't realize, I mean, he's almost my age. He's 36 years old, is going to be trying out for the Olympics this next time around. Oh, we got a good Olympic team coming. So that's going to be exciting. I don't know about how I'm going to do my picks for that. That's going to take up a lot of airtime. And I know we're not a sports show. But for those of you that really desperately need my picks to decide who to go for, just email me. All right. And you can email me on my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, call in with your medical questions. This is a medical show. I am supposed to be answering your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That is my job. That is my job. Although we got a lot to talk about. All right. You know, Joe Paterno, people have been asking me. I was just interviewed on Andy Dean's show. You know, why exactly did he die? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Tracy Morgan passing out. What do we think happened there? There's also a gentleman who had three limbs transplanted, a triple limb transplant. We're going to talk about how he's doing. We're also going to talk about, now you guys are going to have to take notes, here's another lovey-dovey study. If you fall asleep after sex, it means you like her. Yeah, it does. It does, you see? I mean, as opposed to getting in the car and going zoom. Yeah, it does. It does. So we're going to talk about how if you don't want to give her the wrong idea, you may not want to fall asleep. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And please don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Okay, so really quickly, still more news on this Costa Concordia, the Italian cruise liner that sunk or is sinking and still lying there. I guess there were some stowaways they believe. So the 19 people that are missing, supposedly, they think there may be more. Because I guess some of the workers sneak people on board. You see, you know, it always happens. You know, people steal paper clips from the office. They steal pens. People steal whiteout. I guess on these cruise ships, people smuggle people in. But unfortunately, the death toll could be higher because if these people weren't registered and they don't know, Then I guess it would all depend on, you know, how the search goes and if they fall upon them. Apparently they did find two more passengers. They say it's really, really smelling bad. It's very, very rancid. So they know that there's bodies in there still. And it's very frightening. And they believe some of them may actually be on the dry side because they could smell that. So, we'll see what happens. Now, the company, I believe Carnival has done, or Costa Cruises, which is a part of Carnival, has done, as they have decided to come up with something that may make the passengers all happy. Did you guys hear about this? Okay. For those people that had to flee for their lives, I'm sure you heard this, right? All right. If you were on the Costa Concordia and you had to flee for your life, Costa Cruises is going to give you a 30% discount on your next cruise. Yeah, you're going to get a discount on your next cruise. That's what they're going to give you. You know, they just want to say thank you for your patronage. That's it. That's all they're offering right now. A 30% discount on your next cruise. They still want more business. They still want more business. That's all they're offering. A coupon. You get a coupon. 30% discount. Okay, let me give you guys a heads up. My guess is cruise prices are going to drop 50% after this. So just be careful with that coupon, okay? I mean, you may actually fare better if you weren't a passenger on this cruise, if we're talking about deals, all right? Just, you know, I know you're appreciative for anything they'll give you. But from what I hear, there's going to be a huge class action lawsuit. People want hundreds of thousands to $1 million each. I don't blame them. You know, you wonder if the company will still stay afloat. But no, we don't want your coupon, right? We don't want to travel again at 30% discount. No, thank you. No, thank you. All right, guys. All right, we're coming back in just a few minutes. Quick break. Please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Comments, questions, no criticisms. Coming right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
1-800-497-8345. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. So we said goodbye this weekend to Joe Paterno. We actually said goodbye to him twice. Saturday night, they had said he had passed. And so, many people tweeted it, including myself, only to come that the media was wrong. And then the next day, they said he passed again. So, unfortunately, people, got the bad news twice. And I think that's horrible. I hate that. And I want to apologize. I, get my news from the best sources I can, and sometimes when they're wrong, it makes me look wrong. I mean, I wish I could get them from the actual families, but I don't have that kind of connections yet. You know, maybe one day when I grow up, I will. So I want to apologize, for tweeting that night. I did, though, hear when he was in serious condition, and we know that he had suffered a pelvic fracture recently, as well as being diagnosed with lung cancer. He was diagnosed with lung cancer right after he had been fired from Penn State, from the Board of Trustees. I mean, what You know, Joe Paterno, again, head coach from Penn State that had recently been discharged because of his possible involvement or lack of involvement in reporting Sandusky to the police during the whole child the child assault case, which is going on right now with Sandusky. And, I mean, when you look at his last couple months of his life, that's had to have been rough, extremely rough. So, you know, they say he died from his lung cancer. But, you know, people are asking me, is that really what happened? Well, we don't know, right? Because, you know, when people get a pelvic fracture, one of the most alarming statistics I've seen whenever you fracture your hip or fracture your pelvis is 50% of people can die within the first year. Now, the people that don't die are the ones that are strong, are the ones that get up, move around, and avoid getting pneumonia and avoid getting a blood clot. Well, unfortunately, if he is stricken with lung cancer, and we don't know how far, I assume because he was in his 80s, many cancers that we find when you're in your 80s, a lot of times is farther along. Now, again, I don't know about his smoking habits. I don't know if he chewed tobacco, et cetera. So, again, it's hard to say. Sometimes when we doctors, we go, oh, well, if he was a smoker, yeah, it was probably farther along. You really can't say that. You know, yes, we've kind of been able to play the odds on those. But unfortunately, with him, when I heard that he had lung cancer, my guess was it was diagnosed probably at a later stage. He looked slimming. He looked ill to me, you know, like he was slimming down, losing weight with the pictures that I saw. So when that diagnosis came out, I was like, ah, as opposed to, oh, now he has to fight this. It just kind of seemed to make sense with what I was seeing. And so there's a possibility that, yes, it was already a farther stage than they thought. They couldn't fight it, unfortunately, and he succumbed to it this weekend. Or the pelvic fracture caused him to be weak, and, you know, he ended up getting a pneumonia, which many people with pelvic fractures can get, and that coupled with the cancer is what caused him, you know, to die. And it's a real shame. It's a real shame. We knew he put in a lot. I mean, he has a huge vigil. I'm looking at the pictures right now and the coverage. I mean, people love this man. Never got to, you know, defend himself or say his part, really, with what happened. We were hoping to hear from him soon. And, you know, he never got to say that. It's just, unfortunately, what a rough last couple weeks now, or last couple months. I mean, it's been, I think, 2 months since this all started. And, you know, what's really kind of spooky about being in your 80s, and I've talked about this on my show, but not recently, so I don't think I'm going to be repeating something just said, is when you look at men, all right, there's certain times of their life that they need to get over the hump. All right, and it's very interesting because I learned this from a non-doctor, and statistically they were right. Okay. In the olden days before heart attack treatments and cholesterol, all right, men getting over their 40s was a huge hump. A man getting over his 40s. Okay. Now we've been able to knock that out, which is pretty good. Most men get through their 40s well. But then you get to your 60s. And if a man gets into his 60s, all right, that's usually the worrisome time. Now, in my family, it so happens most men don't live past 63. So I remember my mom was telling my dad and joking around with him saying, oh, you see, you're 63. This is the year, you know, and he's like, shut up, woman. And he ended up dying that year. I mean, it's really spooky in my family with the men, which is why I'm really ticked off that one of my brothers doesn't go to the doctor like he's supposed to and get himself checked out, but he's just as stubborn as my dad. And I need to whoop him upside the head. But that's going to be a whole other story. I'll open up a can of whoop, but later on him, not on air. But we got real stubborn men in our family, and they don't listen to me. Even though I'm an MD and I'm a doctor, they don't listen to me. I'm little girl. You know, my father would always say, oh, little girl, you don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. I went to medical school. What the heck are you talking about? I'll show you what I know what to talk about. Did you say something to me? No, sir. So couldn't argue with my dad. Can't argue with my brother. My younger brother, I could argue with a little bit more. But okay, so if a man gets through his 60s, that's pretty good. Okay, that's like that second hump, which is now the first hump. What I'm noticing a lot, though, in men with their 80s, with my practice of medicine, is either they really do good, or when they are diagnosed with something like a cancer, it spreads pretty quickly. Your defenses are down in your 80s. So what I'm wondering is maybe this lung cancer was pretty new, but because he was in his 80s, Joe Paterno we're talking about, it just spread like an ignited match, and, you know, gasoline like you see in the movies, like an ignited flame. I mean, it possibly could have been, you know, earlier stage, and within 2 months, it just took him over. And I've seen that happen. I had a gentleman I was taking care of, did a chest x-ray on him, because I like to do a chest x-ray each year on my older gentlemen, especially if they smoked. Red, all clear. All clear. All right. A few months later, it comes in with a cough. So I wanted to chest x-ray him again, and I did. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're wasting money. Okay, you know what? I x-rayed him again, and I'm glad I did. X-rayed him again, right? I thought something was kooky, but the radiologist read it as clear. All right, so he's clear. Okay, and I'm like, really? So I give him antibiotics. I give him medicine, suppress his cough. He comes in a week or two later, pretty short of breath. All right, and I'm like, you know what? I can have somebody reread the x-ray, or I'm going to do another one because I want to make sure you're not filling up with fluid. I know, President Obama, that I am the root and the cause of Obamacare. Yes, I realize that. So I shoot a third x-ray on him. This x-ray now shows lung cancer and lymphoma that you couldn't see on the previous x-rays. And when I looked at that, I was like, wow, that's fast. That is fast. Of course, he was in his 80s, and he died within a week or two. You know, now, at that age, you know, I mean, many people still do fine. But all I'm saying is that sometimes we see cancer grow and spread at lightning speed. And in this very sad case, that could be what happened. But my guess is the pelvic fracture had something to do with it. All right, so pelvic fractures. If any of you fell and broke your hip, what should you be doing right now? Well, probably not listening to me and calling 911. But let's say you're recovering from one. You need to make sure you move. You need to keep moving. Once your orthopedist allows you to, you need to be taking deep breaths and keep moving. These pelvic fractures are so debilitating that it's very difficult to move and get around and do the same activity you're used to. So you need to be very, very aggressive with breathing in deep. See, the reason why we want you to move is when you breathe, you open up your lungs more. And when you open up your lungs more, less germs can sit. Okay, what happens when you're kind of sitting and immobile and being a couch potato or lying in a hospital bed? You have something called atelectasis. Now, what atelectasis is imagine your lungs being an accordion. All right, you know those things that you hold that goes, you know, right? Inflates, deflates. Okay, you open up the accordion when you run, when you jog, when you exercise, when you move. But when you're lying in a hospital bed for days or weeks, the layers coalesce, converge, like an accordion pushed together. Well, germs get trapped and it's more easy to get an infection. So that's why we want you to move, because then the lungs open up and you breathe and you get a lot of that crap out. All right. Same thing with blood clots. If you don't move, blood can settle, especially with a pelvic fracture. And it's tough to move. I mean, I couldn't imagine going through what you guys go through if you've had a pelvic fracture. But you need to move, because otherwise blood settles, is able to clog a little bit or clot. Then you form even more of a clot, because your body sees this clot as a foreign body. Boom, then it can move, go up your lungs, brain, etc. Scary stuff. So, you know, it's really frustrating to hear those types of statistics, and I'm sorry I have to say them, you know, but it's just something that needs to be thought of from the family perspective, because the doctor may take care of the pelvic fracture, which is good, have you go through physical therapy, you know, and we forget that, okay, we got to keep moving. And then you need to ask them, how much can I move and how do I move? And then your physical therapist will show you certain exercises you could do that don't affect the hips. You could still keep moving and keep that respiratory rate up. All right, guys, when we come back, we're coming up on break. More medical news. Apparently, we think the FDA is going to approve this marijuana spray that's supposed to help pain in cancer patients. So there's going to be a marijuana spray. We're also going to talk about this Turk gentleman who had three limbs transplanted. And then I also want to get to some other medical headlines. And, of course, your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take charge of your health.
Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know who also we said goodbye to this weekend was Philip Van Atter. Remember Van Atter? He was one of the lead detectives or lead investigators in the O.J. Simpson murder case. He passed away from complications of cancer, 70 years old. You know, it was interesting. I remember watching that case and that hearing like it was yesterday. But then you look back, and this all happened back in 1994. So we're talking almost 20 years ago. right? Almost 20 years ago. Well, no, if it's not, if it's 2012, so about 18 years ago. Anyway, so Philip Vanetter, one of the lead detectives, has passed, or lead investigators. What other names? What Cato Kalin, was that a name from the past with that one? And then, oh, Mark Furman. Yeah. Those are names. Yeah, isn't it interesting? You kind of go back. Now this decade, it's going to be Sandusky. And what other names are going to kind of just, oh, yeah, Anthony, Casey Anthony. Those are going to be names that are just going to haunt this decade. Well, that decade, the names were O.J. Simpson and Cato Kalin. I can't believe that guy. You know what I remember from the O.J. Simpson case? You want to know what I remember? I remember flipping the TV. When I got home, I was in training. I think I was doing ICU because I remember I heard the verdict when I was covering ICU that day. But I remember one of the nights, the rare nights that I was able to come home, I flipped stations, and there was this group of men dressed as Judge Ito, who was the judge in the case, and they were the dancing Judge Itos. They're just sitting there dancing back and forth, and they were the dancing Judge Itos, dancing in unison in a line. And I don't know what show that was. No, it wasn't Living Color. No, it was just some, I guess, some show. And there was the dancing Judge Itos. Crazy world back then, 18 years ago. Not much has changed. I'm sure there's going to be a dancing Casey Anthony. Casey. Kaylee was the daughter. I always mix the two up. All right. Oh, Aretha. Aretha Franklin calls off her wedding. She said she didn't want to be one of the chain of fools, and she wanted to be shown some respect. So she has called off her engagement. Remember about a couple weeks ago, 69 years old, said she was going to get married? Yep, this is after New Year's Day. And apparently, nope, she called it off. Mm-mm, yeah, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Oh, man, I would have wanted to see that. I would have wanted to see that and hear her sing at her own wedding. I'm a huge Aretha fan, huge. Okay. All right, I want to find that article where if you do lovey-dovey and you fall asleep afterwards, it means you love her. Well, you know what? It doesn't necessarily mean you love her. It just means that you kind of like her and you're in it for the long haul. Now, I know many of you men, you only cuddle because it makes a girl happy, right? But some of you men actually like to cuddle. Remember there was a survey a few months ago where men actually do like cuddling. I really think you can't stereotype men and women like that. I really think some people like cuddling and spooning and all that other stuff, right? Okay, so they say right now that researchers at University of Michigan and Albright College found that partners who tend to fall asleep first after sex are more into post-coital, cuddling, and chatting. Those are too many C words for me. Oh, so that means you may also want to do pillow talk. The more one's partner was likely to fall asleep after sex, the stronger the desire for bonding. What are we supposed to talk about? You know, I talk about sex a lot, right, and what you're supposed to do in foreplay and how you're supposed to have sex, etc. Or for those who join us, this is Dr. Dahlia's show. I know if you wonder why the ratings are going down after this one, this is why. But, you know, I've never talked to you guys about what probably is the best type of pillow talk, okay? I know what you shouldn't say. You shouldn't talk about the mother-in-law, okay? Nobody wants to hear about your mother, okay? She's not going to want to hear about her mother-in-law, so don't talk about your mother. Don't talk about an old girlfriend when you're pillow talking, right? Don't ask her when she's getting liposuction. That's probably one to avoid, right? Don't say, I didn't mind that your breath was bad, right? And don't say, you know, don't worry, you know, everybody farts. Don't say that. You want to pretend like you didn't notice, all right? You want to pretend you didn't notice. Now, what should you do with pillow talking? Well, from what I understand, now again, this is coming from a woman, okay? So I don't know what a woman should say to a man, so I'm sorry. This is just geared for my male listeners, okay? After something like that happens, if we're going to lump all women into the same group, okay? I'm not saying what I want to hear. What I want to hear is, you know, I better not say what I want to hear. Okay. All right. But let's say in general, what women want to hear is some sort of longevity in the relationship. Okay. Women don't want to think that after that happened, it's all over. So your pillow talk. No, it doesn't mean you have to propose or never propose in bed. Never. Woman wants a proposal, you know, like they do in the movies. Okay, no, never. But when you are cuddling, okay, and I need to think how I'm going to word this properly without people shutting off the radio. What you need to do is, you know, after everything is said and done, you know, of course, always say she's beautiful. Okay, that can't hurt. Okay, always stroke her hair of her head. Okay, that's always nice. All right, don't say, can we go for secondsies? No. Pillow talk time, people, pillow talk time. Right? Yeah. Don't go. I've always wanted someone who's multi-orgasmic. No. You have a very, very small opportunity now, okay, to show your intimate side and to make her happy and feel secure. So you want to do that. Okay? And another thing you could do, if you don't know, okay, listen, you see, you guys are lucky. You guys are a lot luckier than we women with men. Okay, let's say you don't know what to say. Let's say you have no idea what to say to a woman after you had sex, okay? What you could do is when everything's said and done and you're cuddling and you tell her you love her and she's pretty, you know, and you haven't met any woman more enticing other than Dr. Dahlia as she, right? Okay, after you say all that, say, what do you want? I want you to feel so secure. What do you want to hear from me right now? Ask her. That is probably one of the best things you guys could do. Ask her what she wants to hear from you and then say it. Okay, now, if she says, I want you to say that we'll be together forever, you could do that without proposing. Okay, but if she says, I want to know that you want me to be your wife, you say, will you let me surprise you? Will you let me? And then, of course, you could always find a way out the next day. You know, or if you do want to propose to her, you don't want to get trapped in that. But honestly, if you are ever at a point, which is why you better figure out what the heck you want to say. I mean, obviously, rule number one is figure out what you want to say before you do it. But if you don't, if you are up Poopa Creek and you really don't know what to say and you know you need to say something, you ask her. Same thing when she's mad. If you're ever in a fight with your lady, okay, and she's just mad at everything you pitch to her. She bats out of the ballpark, and you're at the point going, I don't know where to go with this, what to do. Then that's what you do. Okay, you stop, calm everything down, and go, I don't want you mad at me. What do you want to hear from me now so I make this good? Okay, what do you want? And don't make it like, well, what do you want from me, woman? You can't say it like that. But you got to be like, you know what? I want to make this right. What do you want to hear me say? What do you want me to do? Oh, my gosh. Women will salivate at that. I wish to God my husband was listening to my show right now. Because if we were in the middle of a fight, all he had to say is that, what do you want me to do? And I'll tell him what to do. Because I know exactly what he needs to do to make things right, but nobody ever asked my opinion. Ask her opinion. It works all the time. If you don't know how to make your woman happy or you don't know what to say, just ask. But ask nicely. Don't be patronistic. Don't be patronizing. You know, and I got to tell you, it works. We got to come up with different scenarios. I know I got to get to medical news, but honestly, it's the easiest thing in the book. What do you want from me right now so I make this right? Oh, my God, you're a shoo-in. And you'll probably get makeup sex. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225, or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, here we go. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So what is interesting about this marijuana-based painkiller? It is real marijuana, okay? What we've been dealing with Marinol, which is a pill, we give chemotherapy patients to help them with their appetite, and we give them to people with AIDS, is it used synthetic THC, Marinol, Sesamet. But this spray that a British company, GW Pharma, is trying to get approved, and it's right now in the advanced clinical trials, will be the first time raw marijuana is actually used in a drug. And they're going to put it in the form of a mouth spray, which is probably as close to inhalation as possible, which is probably why they're noticing the effects and having successful results, because it's not a pill. You know, they, you know, companies have been trying to come up with creams, you know, marijuana type creams. What else have they been? I'm trying to think of other types of, I mean, there's skin patches. I think they've been trying to do with synthetic marijuana, but this is the first time real marijuana would be used with, Delta 9 THC and cannabidiol. Sorry, I don't pronounce them well. All right. It's already been approved in Canada, New Zealand. All right. And 8 European countries, for which they're using it for muscle spasms associated with multiple sclerosis. So now they're trying to get FDA approval. And then if so, doctors would be able to use this, you know, for people with cancer. Now, yes, a spray like this, yes, it could be a lot of abuse. Absolutely. Absolutely. There could be a lot of abuse. But, you know, it's just amazes me how, you know, this really works. Okay. Now, you know, I've never really gone off on a political tangent about marijuana and legalizing marijuana, but the one thing I have said that I do have to admit to is my patients that do smoke, you know, are not asking me for pain medicines like other people are. However, again, this should only be used for people with the severe pain from cancer, etc. I do not like the idea that kids are going to try to get a hold of this in their mom's cupboard because her mom has taken it for glaucoma that she doesn't have. So, yes, I can see that there could be the form of abuse, but I kind of like the idea that something like this has been able to get that far. You know, I wish they could do more than just marijuana. I wish they could figure out more to what we have with plants, etc. But there's just not enough studies. Not many people are putting money behind these studies. And we've talked about pharmaceutical companies. I mean, it takes a lot of money to come up with the humdinger of a drug that could be put out on the market. And you lose millions upon millions of dollars failing through clinical trials and approval processes with all the other drugs you've worked on. So it'll be interesting. Now, you know, in the news today, they were talking about how pomegranate oil and many of these hot flash herbal remedies really don't work. No studies are showing they work. Yeah, we've known that. I wish they could come up with something herbal. I really wish they can, but they can't. They can't because, you know, many women, they can't tolerate the estrogen. And the estrogen, you know, usually handles most of these symptoms for women going through hot flashes and vaginal dryness and being grumpy and bone loss, etc. But unfortunately, the women that can't tolerate the estrogen or don't qualify, you know, we've been hoping there'd be something on the market. Thus far, no. Have they tested marijuana? I don't know. But, I mean, you wonder. If people who go through menopause say marijuana helps them. But then again, I mean, is it because of the drug? You know, I mean, you don't want to drug your way through life. But if they find, I doubt they find a link with marijuana and hot flashes. But that would be an interesting study, though. All right. Also, what came out today, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. They say carrots and celery may help prevent the growth of colon cancer. Yep. Celery and carrots, you have to eat them, people. You have to eat them. All right. Apparently, this is published in BMC Gastroenterology. I'm sure many of you have this journal behind your toilets. Has revealed that an antioxidant found in fruits and vegetables called luteolin is capable of blocking cell signal pathways that are needed for colon cancer growth. All right. So apparently, these luteolin, sounds like something in a Star Wars movie, luteolin, right? Like Tatooine? Lolan. Okay. Apparently, they find that these are very high in celery and carrots, and it inhibits cell signaling pathways between the tumor markers, and colon cancer cells have high levels of IGF. If they stop that, then you have less rapid cell division and then less colon cancer. Also, you know, celery, that really makes you poop. I mean, celery and carrots, high fiber. So I see that working. I think that's pretty cool. Okay, so know what to do. Eat it. Know what you're supposed to do with that. Okay. Now, let's go to more headlines. Let's look at this gentleman here that had a triple limb transplant. He is the first person, a Turkish doctor, used 25 team members to perform the world's first triple limb transplant on a Turkish gentleman, 34-year-old Attilo Cavdir. The only problem is his news just in, one of the leg, not the arms, but the leg had to be removed because there was tissue incompatibility. Now, he is in stable condition. Apparently, he had lost his arms and right leg when he was 11 after he hit power lines outside his home with an iron rod to scare away pigeons. Well, he was electrocuted, lost his arms and legs. All right. Now, apparently this doctor also, I believe, performed a full face transplant from the same donor, of the arms and legs, and is doing good. Turkey's first face transplant. So they're able to transplant arms and legs. I mean, true, this leg one, you know, we still have yet to know if they're going to do it again, because it looks like he started to reject it. But, I mean, that's amazing to take somebody. He's 34 years old now. So when this happened when he was 11, that was 23 years ago. And for something that happened 23 years ago, they were able to reattach arms and legs and the blood vessels and the nerves. I mean, that's absolutely phenomenal. I don't think I've ever taken care of somebody who only had one limb, one leg. Wow. Just wow. And you wonder if he hit those, if his mom said, go outside and stop the pigeons. And then he just didn't think. Oh, what a horrible, horrible accident. Horrible. You know what's horrible? One of my nephews was playing around with the fireworks. They were just doing fireworks in, you know, those local fireworks on the ground, you know, that the sparklers, et cetera. Something ricocheted, hit him in the eye and blinded his eye. Just completely. I mean, he's hoping to get a corneal transplant, but we don't know if that's going to happen soon. But, you know, these flukes. It's just absolutely scary. All right. What happened with Tracy Morgan? Tracy Morgan, you guys know him from 30 Rock. Really funny guy. Well, apparently he just goes unconscious and passes out during the Sundance Award event that happened just this weekend. He actually fell on the red carpet. And they said he was in good spirits, but he saw that his producers next to him thought that, you know, something was up, not feeling well. So he basically passes out. Then he gets taken to a Utah hospital in Park City. And they say no drugs, no alcohol was found in his system. They just don't know why he passed out. You know, I don't know. I mean, it could have been mini stroke. They say exhaustion. You know, whenever you hear a star completely passes out and they say exhaustion, okay, yes, I think exhaustion could happen. I mean, remember, we used to faint. You know, women especially, we used to faint. Remember Gone with the Wind? Oh, don't talk about the Civil War in front of the women because they'll faint. Yeah, everybody used to faint. But you wonder if there's a little bit more. I am going to tell you right now, in all my years of ER and family medicine, I have never taken care of a unconscious patient or a patient who passed out because they were a little tired or sleepy or exhausted. All right, there was something else going on. So I hope they look into the matter more specifically. I understand that they aren't going to tell us. You know, I mean, really, it's none of our business. You know, it's none of our business what happens to the star. I mean, I understand what the president, would like to know. But it's really none of our business. But right now, they say he's fine and he's doing better. So good. All right. And then we're going to be talking about this in the next hour. Looks like a little baby in a New Jersey preschool, 8-month-old, was found gnawing on a dead mouse. Preschool assistants, right, thought it was a toy. Then they realized she was gnawing on a rat or a mouse. They used water and soap to wash her hands and mouth. Apparently, mom is freaking out. Aren't they having a big rat problem in the New York subway system? They got to do something, especially in these preschools. Baby's okay, though. Wow. All right, guys. If you could stay on an extra hour, stay on board. If not, I will talk to you tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.